We spoke yesterday about shoes, and in line with that, I saw an interesting story today. Interesting. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was somebody went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's written in the Agoda, so it must be quite. Agoda was printed a couple of years ago. It's quite. I assume it's quite a recent story. So somebody at Reb Chaim Kanievsky and went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky without socks. You know, I imagine it doesn't say it in the story, but I imagine, you know, the Mizrahi style. They, you know, sometimes they don't wear. Without socks. So went to sandalim, you know, sandalim. Okay. Went to Abraham Kanievsky and asked for brachas. And then he said, Abraham Kanievsky gave like with a smile. It said, Can you afford socks? Don't you have money for socks? And then this individual replied to Abraham Kanievsky and he said, where does it say in the Torah you've got to wear socks? Like, you know, you can be a good Jew without wearing socks. Nothing wrong with it. And subsequently, that's the beauty of the story of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's not some Mefurash HaMishnah. That's the beauty of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So where is the Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the spot? It's a Mishnah, you've got to wear socks. Now, we could go through Shas many times, which we haven't, right? But we could go many times and not realizing where does it say that you've got to wear socks. So the answer is, on the spot, without thinking, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos says, that when not the last peric, the second last peric, when he speaks about there's a safe in the house, Tleike b'Shabbos, so it says there what you're allowed to take out of the house when the house is burning, when there's a fire, what you're allowed to take out. And it says Mosn Shalosh Shudas. Yeah, exactly, Mosn Shalosh Shudas. There's another Mishnah that tells us you're allowed to take 18 godim, 18 garments you're allowed to take out. And the Mishnah counts what the garments are you allowed to take out in the fire, which is the normal clothing. And one of them is what Rashi explains as being the socks. So there you go. And the first Mishnah that you question, because if you wouldn't wear socks, then you wouldn't be allowed to take it out. It's obviously only the required garments that is included. So Abraham can ask you, it's a beautiful story because it shows how you can have Torah on your fingertips. And that's really the beauty of the story. Now, as to whether this individual started wearing socks or not, that we don't know. But it's a good story. We're up to Simon Tovkuf from the Aleph and Siv Tes. And we'll be talking a little bit more about eating. So that's whether we have changed over the kitchen to Pesach or we have not changed over. Either way, we're going to change over now for the meat. So that's Siv Tes, Aboisa. Yesh noagin shloi lechol boso. Some of the minik of not eating meat in the 9 days. Aboisai, in the 9 days, not to eat meat. For shloilish toisyan, not to drink wine. Per Shabbos on this particular Shabbos. Humuta, it means from Shabbos onwards. Humuta bechoymetz shel, you're allowed to have wine vinegar. Okay. For yesh moisif, and some add further days to that. Merosh chodesh alatayin is actually saying, no, forget about meat. Forget about wine from Rosh Chodesh of onwards. V'yesh meisifen, and some have a further minik, even more extended than that. Meyudzayin betamuz from the Shivasa betamuz fast. That's when they stop having meat. Good. It's not. Yeah. So if you want to be stringent, it seems to be registered minik. Okay. Yeah, so our minig is the 9 days. Some have, so it's the medium minig, really, in between. It's the gold midway, as I would say. So some say Shabbos Shvashchalboi, some say the 9 days, and some say Shavuos HaBetamuz. Have you ever heard of anybody doing the minig of Shavuos HaBetamuz? Anybody refraining from meat from Shavuos HaBetamuz? Ever heard of such minig? Have you heard anybody? No, but it's a registered minig, I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, when does this minig start? It's an interesting one. It's a really interesting one. I've always said Mishnah Berurah is going to teach us over here an interesting discussion. He's going to explore the idea and the thought and the question. When can you have supper before Rosh Chodesh? Supper before Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh falling this week, this year? What is Rosh Chodesh of?
Sunday.
So, yeah? No, it can't be because Tisha B'Av is on.
Rosh Chodesh of this coming year.
Yeah, this forthcoming year. What day is Rosh Chodesh of? Probably on, is it on Wednesday?
It's
Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Tov Shin Pei Aleph. When is it?
Shabbos
Kodesh. All right.
On what day?
Okay, so Rabbi Sai, so for Shabbos is, I suppose, not relevant. The question we'll see soon, but if Rosh Chodesh starting on a Tuesday, let's Rosh Chodesh of Menachem of falling on Tuesday, Monday night, which is strictly speaking, of course, Rosh Chodesh ready, it's of already. Can you have that preceding night? Could you have miti, yes or no? Very relevant. Can you have meat on the night preceding to the night of Rosh Chodesh, really, right? So if, what was the example I gave? What day is Rosh Chodesh? We said Tuesday? Tuesday is Rosh Chodesh. So Monday night, can you have miti? Yes or no?
It's already Rosh Chodesh.
So therefore, it would make sense to say you can't. We can say pardon? So which, well, if it's assumed, then it's fine anyway, right? We're going to talk about that. Was assumed, right? Was it meaty? Was it meaty? Oh, I see, right. Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, the thing is as follows. Because if we're going to be able to identify that question, we will also, lichoira, be able to answer the following question. Can you have a shower on Monday night the way you'd have regular? Or, why differentiating? So but what, these are all halachas relevant to the 9 days. You see, the fasting itself surely starts in the morning. So, but these are restrictions which are Rosh Chodesh of starting. So Rabbi Sai, it's an interesting question. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten Nunva, what would you say? Sunday this year. So I suppose we could also ask for Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos people don't. Yeah, we can ask for Motzei Shabbos. Can you have meat on Motzei Shabbos or not?
It's Rosh Chodesh,
but it's the night before. Well, is it or is it not? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten Nunvav. Once the congregation has davened Tamariv, Motzei Shabbos, Aval Pisha Yochilo Ispalar Adain, Fubusach Sudosoi, also Bevosov Yayin. That's it. Mishnah says, once, it's talking about the Shabbos scenario, and he says that once people have davened already on Motzei Shabbos, they've done already, so it's also ready. He says that if it's night, it's already night, and you won't be able to. So it's strictly speaking, ready Rosh Chodesh. So he says in this particular scenario, it's night because we're talking about Motzei Shabbos. But the point being that once it's nacht, then the restrictions apply. So he's. Yeah, no, then in such a case, it would still be fine. Because davening Maariv early does not mean that it is already the subsequent night. It is, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Is it totally on being night or the fact that
Kahal davening? So, on a regular weekday. Right, so if you're talking about a regular weekday, clearly. It's talking about when nightfall is. When it's nacht, the 9 days start.
From here?
No, I think it's from nacht. I remember looking into it. I don't remember now. I believe it's nacht. It's not Rosh Chodesh before that. Yeah, we'll speak about that. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get with him tonight. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says in Sifkot Nun Ches, Rosh Chodesh at the Tainus, Rosh Chodesh Bichlal, Rosh Chodesh is in part of the 9 days. Don't tell me, well, Rosh Chodesh is anyway a bit of a happier occasion, so we can have meat. No. Rosh Chodesh is part of the 9 days. V'chein haminig b'nusin nidal is the general minig. Rabbi Yisai, there's an interesting Och Shulchan which is quoted on the side over here, and he says, I don't know how to interpret it, but he does say in 71, he says, those people who are lenient and eat meaty in the 9 days, he says they are over on an Issa, whatever Issa is it. I would have thought, says the Och Shulchan, it's a Doraisa. What? The Raisa? How can it be the Raisa?
On the other hand, you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, on a Rosh Chodesh. You have to have a level
You've
of...
You've got to have... Yes.
There's a level of happiness. Even Rosh Chodesh Av, there's a level of...
A little bit, still kind of meat. Yeah, so I suppose you're explaining the Chiddush. Yeah. So the Chiddush, you would have thought perhaps you can. You can't
fast on your wedding day.
You can't. Yeah. Correct. These are very specific. So Lamaisa, he says that since there's an eidah, it's been accepted for generations already that we keep the 9 days and
he says it's an eidah.
Just like you know, any person who preaches an eidah is over on the reisa for liochel. You don't preach the eidah. So this is an eidah which has been accepted upon you, on you. You personally didn't make that decision to be mekabel that neder, but your forefathers and all our forefathers have accepted upon themselves to have nine. Very good, absolutely. Yes, you could say that. You could say that most many minhagim. So there is levels. The answer to your good question is that there is levels of minhagim. Now, exactly, some minhagim which hasn't been universally accepted, such as wearing a golden bekisher on the Shabbos of a thing, whatever. Or there was another minhag which has perhaps not been fully accepted. I don't know. So it is globally accepted minhagim which are not globally accepted, and obviously there cannot be a breach of loyochel dvor if it's a minhag which has not been universally accepted. However, a minhag which has been globally accepted on Klal Yisrael, such as this one, an important minhag, meet 9 days, restricted, you can't do that. Chuvim b'sa miknosh. So Aruch HaShulchan holds that in a breach of an isur d'oraisa of loyochel dvor. Shur Shechalbo, yeah. So I suppose for those who would be starting, yeah, good point. So for them, it would be starting for Shur Shechalbo only. You're right. For those, I suppose. Yeah. Good. It's a good question. So I suppose what the meaning, the answer is that Mishnah Berurah says in the end of Sivkot Nunches, v'chena minig b'minosen, that is accepted minig in our countries. And it's so widespread. And in our countries, at least, it's globally accepted, if that makes sense. Now, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is an interesting one. What about Shabbos? Shabbos. Can you eat Shabbos? Shabbos? Yeah, the answer is yes. Mishnah Berurah points out. He does feel it necessary to actually go to explain that. In Sif Kotten Nun Tes. So, bottom line. Mutzayim. B'tamas Tamaz Yitzchala Purana Shel Chubin. V'chol Zeh B'mayis HaChol. That's with regards to regular weekdays. Avol, but... you're not allowed to be stringent. So if somebody says, you know what, I'm only having milchiks this Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon, I only have milky. Forget about meaty. We're only going to go for pizza Shabbos. How's that?
It wouldn't go
down well?
No, it wouldn't taste very good because the minute you take pizza out of the oven,
you know, right.
It's kind of...
Okay, so it's going to be... And so what should we think of something of milchik? Yeah. even if you want to be stringent, you cannot. You cannot say you must eat meat on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says not only that, but also any Suda's mitzvah, you'll have to be lenient. The acceptance was never to accept on Shabbos. An interesting question which is relevant for those of us who cook. Again, Rabbi Yisai, don't be choshet that I'm involved in this. My wife has long kicked me out of the kitchen, so it's not relevant for me personally. But the question is a good question.
Do you think they scrub?
No. So, the question is, are you allowed to taste on Erev Shabbos a bit of the chicken soup? Rabbi Yisai, Erev Shabbos Chazon, are you allowed to taste some of the meat, just to see if the chicken is al dente. Does that make sense? All right, okay. Can you taste it or not? Does that? Would you be allowed? Are you involved in the process sometimes a bit? Not so much. Yeah. Cholent, you do the cholent? You do the cholent? You know, I don't know what I have to taste. I both say. Yes. Yes. So this is some poskim are mekel. I think the consensus of the poskim, I think it's true to say, is that they don't allow actually eating it. It's about spitting it out. So you don't actually eat meat in the 9 days. That's probably how far the minhag has been accepted.
And Siyam's
Siyum. Siyum is an interesting question. Rabbi Isai, it does say over here in the Mishmur explicitly in the square brackets, says Mutar b'Shabbos, you're allowed to have on Shabbos, you're allowed to have meat here. Why? V'chein b'Seudas mitzvah, also in Seudos mitzvah you're allowed to have. So Seudas mitzvah, I don't know. I don't think it's for a particular reason. V'chein Seudas mitzvah, you're allowed to have. Now Seudas mitzvah, it would of course imply if there's a bar mitzvah in the 9 days, there's no problem. If there is a bris in the 9 days, even a pinyin aben, everything that goes without saying, you're allowed to have miti. That's all very obvious. Seudos mitzvah. The question is with regards to assume. Now, why would you say assume is different? Why would you say perhaps assume is not included?
Because you can do it a different day.
Yeah. Pardon? Very good. So that's two very, very, very correct points. One is that who asked you to do assume today? You know, wait a week. What's the big deal? You know, why do you have to do assume today? That's point number one. Point number two is also with regards to who is actually allowed to participate in such a assume, if it's miti. So if I'm making the assume, I was the one, I schwitzed and I learned Masachet Sanhedrin for a full year, daf yoimi or whatever, half year, whatever it is. Helen Bavakam above us, and I've been learning for weeks, and I've been learning Chelek Vav Mishtabu for a year. So obviously I'm allowed to, but why are you? Why are you? You didn't, you know, why is somebody else? Why? Stop. Invite people, why are they allowed to have meaty? I can rejoice because why can others rejoice as well? So that's a good question. Why can anybody else participate as well? And that is a very, very.
You need a minion to the kaddish, don't you?
Doesn't necessarily mean they need to have meat. Yeah, and you're right, they assume doesn't necessarily need.
To complete assume and have
the,
do the.
You want to say the kaddish at the end? Or,
and do the formalities required.
And you want to do. Somebody said, with regards to the first question, this is a very controversial point. What are you allowed? What are you allowed to? So if there's assumed that generally falls in the 9 days, the discussion is not so big because then it's assumed, so you're allowed to celebrate. The timing and the scheduling of the assume is more of a question. Can you make assume in a way that you're going to be? Can you schedule your learning that you're going to finish then? So that's primarily a question if you delay the learning. If you hurry the learning and you learn more in order to finish, that's not so much of a shaila because at the end of the day, you learn more and the schos of Torah, you know, you've got to see them. But to delay the learning in a way that you're going to end up making a siyum then, that's more of a question. The poskim don't like that. Poskim don't like that. There is countless amount of questions with regards to siyum. Is a siyum of a cotton, does that warrant meat? Does a siyum of what learning warrants one's assumes? They're all very valid questions, and if somebody finishes, you know, Pirkei Avos, can you meet it because of that? Perhaps, yeah. Probably not. It's al pikabol, al dechnigle. It's hard to justify that. You're going to stay for long. Yeah. Now, with regards, who is allowed to join? So it is a bit of a question, but I'm going to finish off with an interesting story. I heard this. I heard this a while ago. The question was like this: assume, you know, who else is allowed to just? I remember approaching once somebody at Talmud Chacham a number of years ago, and I asked him, "Listen, I don't exactly understand what is the justification." It was a choshev Talmud Chacham, and I felt comfortable asking him. I said, "Listen, I don't understand. I understand you learned, and you are allowed to have the siyum, and you can celebrate by having meat. I totally understand. I get that. It's Suda Smitzah. But I don't get the 25 other gentlemen who are joining the Suda. He is just up to Daf Dalet. He is just about reached Daf Ches. He hasn't opened up the Gemara yet. So why are they allowed to have meat? What's the justification in that?" And here you go, he answered something very beautiful. I really like the answer, which is Alderch Drush and not Alderch Halocha. Okay, but I think it's a very nice vote. This is a vote. He said, as far as he said, why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? This is 9 days. He said, this is the 9th. On the spot, he answered. See, we're 9 days. Why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Why? We're mourning the Chum Beis HaMikdash. And why did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. He says, the opposite of Sinas Chinam is, I am the one who schwitzed. I am the one who learned. I am the one who thinks. So the typical natural reaction would be, well, I get my siyum, and you know, you do your own work and deserve your own siyum. What have you got to do with me? You know, I do mine, you do yours, and that's it. Because that's typical Sinas Chinam. That's what Sinas Chinam is all about. I am me, and you are you, and we leave each other alone. He said, the opposite of Sinas Chinam is Avos Chinam. I learned, I did the work. You come and join me, let's celebrate together. Let's have the siyum and the fun together. Which is the prototype and a beautiful outlet of Avos Chinam. Avos Chinam. Avos Chinam means Avos for free. Avos Chinam without, you know, for without any much reason and justification. He said that's why. He said that's why the other gentlemen who are, you know, they're invited. And they're like, I think it's a very nice vault and a beautiful imutzchus. Again, al derech tosh and al derech halacha, but definitely a very very sweet point. Habayis said to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed about the three minhagim in terms of refraining from eating meat in the 9 days. Some of the minhag to stop. Shvuah shechalboy. Some of the minhag, which is the common minhag, 9 days. Some start a stop in Shavuos Betamuz. We learned that it goes according to Nacht, and we also learned that. Shabbos and Sudas Mitzvah are excluded and they are fine to have. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says one must have meat and wine on Shabbos of Shabbos Chazoin. Okay, Rabbi, these are the lochas of this evening. We'll continue further lochas in this Yom Tov tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Okay.